Lesson 56, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, Introduction. Lyman Copley, a convert to the church, wanted missionaries to preach the gospel to members of his former religious group, the Shakers. However, he continued to hold on to some of the false beliefs of that religion. Concerned about Lyman's lingering beliefs, Joseph Smith inquired of the Lord on May 7, 1831, and received the revelation that is now recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verses 1 through 4. The Lord calls Sidney Rigdon, Parley P. Pratt, and Lyman Copley to preach to the Shakers. Before class, make a monkey trap or draw the accompanying illustration on the board. See the illustration on page 191 of Lesson 56 in the manual. To make a monkey trap, obtain a box with a lid. Secure the lid to the box and cut an opening in one side of the box just large enough for a student to insert an open hand but not a fist. Put a piece of fruit or ball inside the box. Ask students if they know how to catch a monkey. If they know the following method, invite them to explain it to the rest of the class. If you have built a trap, you might also invite a student to demonstrate getting caught. Suggest that one way to trap a monkey is to place a desirable object in a container that has a hole just large enough for the monkey to reach its hand through. When the monkey grasps the object, it is unable to remove its fist because it is grasping an object too large to fit through the hole. In their determination to hold on to the object, some monkeys will allow themselves to be caught. Invite students to silently read the section introduction to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, and look for ways the situation described is like the monkey trap. After students point out that Lyman Copley struggled to let go of certain Shaker beliefs, ask students to list some of the Shakers' beliefs. As students respond, write their answers on the board as shown below. Do not include the column with the heading, quote, "The Lord's Doctrine," unquote. You will add that column later in this lesson. Please refer to the chart on page 191 of Lesson 56 in the manual. Note: decide what to teach. This lesson contains more material than you will likely have time to teach. Prayerfully consider which doctrines, principles, and teaching ideas will be most beneficial for the students in your class. If students are curious about the name Shaker, explain that members of the United Society of Believers in Christ's Second Appearing were commonly called Shakers because of their manner of worship, which involved shaking their bodies as they sang, danced, and clapped their hands to music. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verses 1 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord revealed about the Shakers. How did the Lord describe the Shakers? What do you think it means to desire to know the truth in part, but not all? They accepted some of God's teachings, but ignored or rejected others. In what ways might members of the church have similar attitudes today? Write the following incomplete sentence on the board. Being right before the Lord includes blank. Ask students how they would complete this principle based on the Lord's words in verse 2. As students respond, complete the principle on the board. Being right before the Lord includes desiring to receive all the truth He has revealed. You may want to suggest that students write this principle in their scriptures next to verse 2. Point out that if we earnestly desire to know the truth, we also desire to live according to the truth. Why did Lyman Copley need the counsel in verse 2? How might this principle be helpful to us? What blessings might a person miss out on by choosing to accept only part of the truth? Refer to the monkey trap. Invite students to list some traps that might lead people to reject some of God's teachings, actions and attitudes that people hang on to that keep them from being right before the Lord. Some examples might include rationalizing a destructive habit, listening to music that chases away the Spirit, participating in activities on Sunday that are inappropriate for the Sabbath, preferring the teachings and philosophies of the world over God's teachings, and not accepting the commandment to forgive others. What are some consequences of holding on to such actions and attitudes? How is this like a trap. Invite students to consider what they might need to let go of in order to receive all the blessings Heavenly Father intends for them. Consider inviting them to set a goal to let go of something that is keeping them from being right before the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 5 through 28. The Lord corrects the false doctrine of the Shakers and commands His servants to invite them to repent and be baptized. Remind students that the Lord commanded Leman Copley, Sidney Rigdon, and Parley P. Pratt to preach the gospel to the Shakers. Explain that before receiving this commandment, Leman Copley had been anxious that some of the elders should go to his former brethren, the Shakers, and preach the gospel. When these elders went to the Shakers, they read the Revelation and Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, aloud to them. On the board, copy the second column of the chart from earlier in this lesson. Divide the class into five groups. Assign each group one of the scripture passages you have written on the board. If you have a small class, divide the passages among the students and discuss them all as a class. Invite students to read their assigned passages, looking for doctrines and principles that correct the false beliefs of the Shakers. When students have had time to study these scripture passages, invite them to discuss the following questions in their groups and prepare to share their answers with the class. What doctrines and principles did the Shakers and Leman Copley need to understand? How do your assigned verses explain these truths? When the groups have had sufficient time to read and discuss their assigned passages, invite a student from each group to answer these questions for the entire class. You may want to suggest that students mark the passages that teach the truths they have identified. Students should identify the following doctrines and principles. Note that these truths are numbered to correspond with the list of false beliefs on the board. As students mention these truths, consider asking follow-up questions to prompt further discussion. Number 1. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verse 7, students should identify the following doctrine. No one except God knows when the second coming will occur. Number 2. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 22 through 25, one principle students might identify is the following. If we know the signs of the second coming, we will not be deceived by false claims. What are some of the signs mentioned in verses 23 through 25? You may want to explain that the name Jacob in verse 24 refers to the house of Israel. In what ways have you seen these signs in our day? Number 3. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 11 through 14, students should identify the following doctrine. Jesus Christ has commanded His servants to call upon people to believe in Him, repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why are you grateful that you have been baptized and that you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost? Why do you look forward to helping other people receive these ordinances? Number 4. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 15 through 17, students should identify one or more of the following doctrines. Marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and husbands and wives are commanded to be one and to have children. You might need to explain the phrase, quote, that the earth might answer the end of its creation, and that it might be filled with the measure of man, end quote. This passage teaches that one purpose of the earth's creation was to provide a place where God's children could live as families. What purposes does marriage between a man and a woman fulfill in Heavenly Father's plan? How is forbidding to marry counter to Heavenly Father's plan? According to verse 16, God approves of traditional marriage between a man and a woman. What are some ways people attempt to ridicule or destroy traditional marriage? What can young men and young women do now to prepare for celestial marriage? Number 5. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 18 through 21, students should identify the following doctrine. The Lord has provided the animals of the earth for our use. You may need to explain that the word raiment means clothing. What warning is found in verse 21? Why do you think the Lord is not pleased with those who kill animals needlessly? Explain that the Shakers and Leman Copley did not follow the Lord's counsel. The Shakers rejected the missionary's message, and Lehman Copley returned to his former beliefs and left the church. Conclude by asking a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 49, verses 26 through 28 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Lord's counsel and promises. You may need to explain that the word rearward refers to someone who protects someone else from behind. Invite students to reread these verses silently and think about how the Lord's counsel and promises apply to them individually. Share your testimony of the Lord's blessings that come when we seek the Lord's teachings and follow them. Scripture Mastery Review. You may have time at the end of this lesson to review Doctrine and Covenants section 46, verse 33 with students. Invite them to recite it a few times as a class. Then divide students into pairs. Ask the pairs to try to recite the verse to each other without reading it. Ask students how the Scripture Mastery passage relates to the principles they have learned today.